Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
December 2012. And I am your host, Alex Jones. We are going to have open phones today. We don't have any guests. We have a bunch of breaking special reports we're going to air here on day here on the show today. Obviously, if you hear that my voice is deeper than normal, I went out to a federal building in Austin, Texas yesterday. One of my photographers and researchers, Molly Rogers, was in and around downtown Austin taking photos of surveillance cameras. So we have stock footage of the Big Brother control grid, as any publication online or in print does. And they came out to her on the sidewalk and said, "We'll arrest you. You look shady. It's illegal to photograph a federal building." So I went back down there yesterday and to find parking, had to park about a quarter mile away, left the bullhorn in the car, in the truck, forgot it. And so when I got there, I could still scream extremely loud. So for about 30 minutes, I screamed at the top of my lungs, a pretty eloquent breakdown in speech, and said, "Come out here and tell me it's illegal, because you know it's not. You know you engage in color of law criminal activity." And then about 30 minutes in, we start leaving, and I'll tell the story later, and then we should have the video ready by the nightly news tonight or tomorrow. Who knows? We've got so much on our plate right now, but we will play that video here on the radio, because it's got audio, obviously, as I give a speech to them. And then as we're leaving, security guards come out and inform us that they're listeners and that we have every right to photograph or videotape the facility, because this is not North Korea. And they said, "In fact, we'll open the gate up for you. Why don't you try to go into the metal detectors and talk to the federal police officers?" So we go in there, and they blow up at our cameras. And then I tell them this isn't North Korea, and explain that they'd come out, and the federal police officer that done it to Molly was not there. I said, "Is that him? Is that him?" She said, "No." And she described him, and they said, "Well, we apologize. It's not illegal. We understand how that could have scared you." Because, you know, she came back to work and said, "Really? It's not illegal? I didn't think it was illegal. I didn't even know that was a federal building. I was just going around downtown. We sent her out there to do it." But she said, "Really? They'd lie to me and say they'd arrest me?" And, of course, you see that in the news all the time where they do arrest people. You see the courts ruling, obviously, that's unconstitutional. But they just keep doing it. And so I told them, because they were kind of getting our face, and I said, "Well, I'm going to sue you then for civil rights violation, First Amendment, official oppression." And they went, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa." So we shook hands, and they said, "Okay, here's a number for you or a place for you to file a complaint. We'll try to find out who did it," which I'm sure is just trying to get us out of there. But I'm not just there trying to get in the face of the federal government. I know it's an incredibly criminal, dangerous, you know, horrible thing that runs Al-Qaeda publicly. That's in the news today. But if we let them operate like this is North Korea, pretty soon they'll be sending us to re-education camps if we don't cry at public events properly like in North Korea. And I'm not joking. That's how tyranny works. You give in to it, it takes you all the way. It's like tying a giant 10,000-pound lead weight to your ankle and throwing yourself into the ocean with the lead weight. You're going to the bottom. You're dead. That's how tyranny works. It's got a big weight. It keeps going all the way until it hits resistance. Okay? And so I don't like being the tip of the spear because they are dangerous. But it's got to be done. That's why we went down to the NSA to say, "Hey, it's not illegal to film here," and they had to admit it. They detain and rob San Antonio Express News, newspaper reporters with cameras, TV stations. They take their stuff because they don't know how to say, "Hey, don't you engage in criminal activity. You got to put the sunglasses on like they live." And once you can see, they go, "I got one that can see." We'll be back. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Coming at you live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we got 50,000 watters all over the country. Talk about 50,000 unstoppable watts of AM radio, FM radio, global shortwave, 100,000 watts, WWCR worldwide service, XM166, and InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com with the free audio streams, video streams at InfoWarsNews.com. And that is Clutch bringing us in. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday, the fifth day of December 2012. And I was on Mancow's show this morning, and during a break, he's like, "Man, what's going on with your voice? Is it getting even deeper?" Because I was on there with Jesse Ventura, and I'm like, "No, my voice isn't getting deeper. I hope it doesn't, or I won't have any voice." I yelled and screamed at the federal building here in Austin for about 30 minutes and had a big confrontation yesterday. And we were out till about 6:30 at night working on that. We're trying to download the footage right now and not really edit it, but cut it down some because it's 30 minutes long or more so we can get it on the radio. It'll probably be on the nightly news tonight. If not, it'll be on the radio tomorrow. But that is pretty powerful stuff. And why do we go down to the federal building? They told one of my photographers that she would go to jail for photography of the federal building, and we all know that's not true. We know it's a fraud. Well, at least informed people do. The Supreme Court just ruled last week you can't do that. They keep arresting people, though. Illinois State Court just ruled that it's illegal to arrest people for filming the police in public or government buildings. The NSA has lost lawsuits over it. I mean, think about it. The NSA is spying on you without warrants on record now. Every time they do it, it's a felony. Government doesn't care. They're just doing it. The president says the military is now under NATO, UN command. Congress can just sit down and shut up in public letters, statements, and three different congressional hearings. Belligerence by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, arrogance towards Congress. And Congress is a bunch of criminals, but they are that is the rightful body that represents the people on legislative matters and on the power of the purse and declaration of war. My point is that you're in a lot of trouble, folks, when the feds and the local police tell you you can't videotape them. And it happens all the time. You know, I see videos every week where a cop pulls somebody over. They go, is that a camera you've got taping me? You're going to jail. That's illegal. And they try different things. They say obstruction of a police officer's duty. They say interfering with a police officer, obstruction of justice, wiretapping. And they know full well it's a fraud. And let me tell you something. When you misappropriate a law and twist it and put that into the court systems, that's official oppression. It's a civil rights violation. It's a violation of the Constitution. It's a violation of your oath. And it is beyond despicable. And let me tell you, the foreign banks that run this country are trying to convert this nation over to a North Korea-style system because they've stolen all the wealth. They've set up the police state. And they're all going to go to jail when this thing comes down. It's designed to come down and make us all poor third-world slaves with the mega elite living in armored, gated rural communities and central scientific government hubs in major megacities. And that's the stated plan of Agenda 21. And they're doing it. And so all of you that serve the system need to know that you are destroying yourselves. It's called killing yourself to live. And the globalists want to get us to a point where we're so bankrupt, so deindustrialized, where our farming communities and our agrarian system is so defunct that we're absolutely dependent on them. They've doubled the number of food stamps the last 3.5 years. It's set to double again. You've got over 100 million people totally dependent on the government one form or another. This is the process of going into bondage right now. And it's going to get horrible. But everyone needs to just speak out and point out this is premeditated. And, yeah, it's not fun to go confront the feds and even go into the building. That's right. They opened the gate up and brought us in. And what a story this is. It was the security guards were listeners. And the head security guard, after they finally came out, said, no, you've got a right to filming. Hey, want to go file a complaint? Opens the gate up and we go in there and the federal police that were hiding inside went completely ape. The wicked flee when none pursue. I got to tell you. I mean, you guys came out to a little lady and said you'd throw her in jail and that she looked shady and could be a terrorist and all the rest of it. And so we went down there. I mean, just said, look, this isn't North Korea. I mean, you know, you have a 5 foot 4 or 5 little blonde. You guys are telling her she's going to go to jail and freak her all out and that she's a terrorist. I mean, just come on. Is that really what you want to be? You really want to play drama queen all day like they're a real terrorist out there? Your bosses run the terrorist. FBI Deputy Director O'Neill, John O'Neill, gave what London Telegraph interview and a few others saying the government was going to stage a terrorist attack or allow al-Qaeda to do it to take our liberties and attack Afghanistan. I've made films about it. It's on record. Any journalist listening can pull that up. And he still wasn't that smart, though. He's a smart guy and a patriot, showing the whole federal government's not criminals. But at the very top, they are. It's the folks that ran Fast and Furious and others like that. And he got given the contract that ended September 10th. His first day on the job was September 11th. This is like New York Times, folks. You can go look this up. Guess who had the contract? Marvin Bush had the contract and said he was in the attack in the subway when it happened. And it was so interesting. That was actually an AP interview. You can look it up. It was also London Guardian. It was so interesting that he was in the subway. He got it, cleaned his stuff out that morning, handed it over to O'Neill at about 8:30 in the morning and left. Unbelievable. You cannot make that type of stuff up. You cannot. And if you're a new listener, folks, you can just search what I just said. Marvin Bush, head of World Trade Center Security. Or John O'Neill, deputy FBI director, head of counterterrorism, dead in the towers. Cover in New Yorker magazine even covered it and said, isn't it interesting? Isn't it a coincidence? Isn't it a coincidence that the Bushes, former President Bush, was meeting at the Carlyle Group private shareholder meeting in D.C. a mile or two from the Pentagon when it got hit at the bin Laden table? They even like to tell you that. Oh, he was at the bin Laden table with the Sheikh bin Laden, the head of the family, and they were the only ones allowed to leave the country in the next 3 days, dozens of flights. That's all on record. See, when you have a memory, and I don't know football scores or, you know, what some closer pitcher did in college, you know, I mean, men out there, their favorite teams, they know what all the players did their whole life. They know their mommy and daddy's name. And men are real proud of this, you know, that I know all this stuff. So you have the capacity to be a winner in business, a winner with your family, a winner in life. If you took all that time and energy you spent on sports and put it into the stock market, let's say you don't want to save America and save freedom. You just want money. If you didn't spend all day lazily learning all about male soap operas, sports, or watching action adventure movies that are just ridiculous, where special forces are like Superman. It's not real, folks. If you weren't living in the fake projection reality, and if you studied the real reality, read all the CFR, New World Order stuff, where they communicate like we don't even exist. They write books about how they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and laugh at us, how they're putting sodium fluoride in the water, how they're dumbing us down, what they're going to do, how they're going to turn the power plants off, how they're only going to shut off U.S. Energy. And now they got all the colleges getting ready to move and shut down the energy sector. And what an idiot you are. And I'm sitting here going, man, there's like hundreds of books. I've read them all. They're by all these world leaders, how they're setting up this German chancellor, this British prime minister, this head of Harvard, you know, this science czar. And I'm sitting here while they just, and I watch everything they say they do. I've read stuff they wrote 100 years ago. They've done it all. I read stuff they wrote 50 years ago. They've done 70% of it. I read stuff they said 10 years ago. They've already implemented 30, 40% of it. I mean, they're doing it. And when they don't succeed, they try again. And we've got them held back 7, 8, 9, 10 years, depending on which actuary you look at. And the globalists give prospectus reports on that. Their war against humanity, their war against the family, the war against... Have you turned on the sitcoms, the dramas, the movies? Every message is fathers are scum, fathers are trash, fathers are rubes, fathers are schmucks, fathers are suckers, they're lazy, they're scum, they're trash, the single mother's the boss. And then I go out and I see these single mother women march up and just walk in front of your car and order you to stop, walk up to you in a store, tell you you got too many kids. They're getting, yes, ma'am, boy, they're in programmed. House slaves of the New World Order. Oh, you don't think they just had black women who were house slaves. That comes from Rome. You bring the women in the house, keep the men out there. You beat them and you torture them and you don't let them learn how to talk. You take the women and you set them up as the bosses, and boy, they're going to carry it out. We're following a 2,000-year-old Roman slave manual, literally. They've got university studies on that, I've discovered from the 70s. Did you know the slave manuals in the Americas, from the Caribbean sugarcane fields to the cotton fields of Georgia, were retranslated Roman slave manuals from Latin? Better learn about the real world. See, I know about slave manuals. I don't know about your stupid football with a bunch of roid heads on cocaine running around killing each other. I could care less about that. I've been around some of these professional athletes, and they are so arrogant and on power trips, really believing they're rock stars. In a false paradigm, you're nobody. If you were king of a dream, what would that mean? If you were the king of a fantasy, what would that mean? And I've got trouble dealing with their false reality because it is the reality for most people. And as I more and more don't care about it, I don't even care about combing my hair or putting makeup on this zit I've got on my head right now. All I care about is getting through to your brain and waking you up. Now, the scumbag, technocratic, wannabe, control freak, Bob Costas has told you gun owners to go to Hades, and he's come out and doubled and tripled down against the Second Amendment because he's got globalist backing, and more mainstream news admits our government runs Al-Qaeda. It's all coming up today in your phone calls. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 with a live radio show. I'll be live this Sunday. Okay, wow. I mentioned this report yesterday. Al-Qaeda-linked group, Syrian rebels, once denied, now key to anti-Assad victories. And it goes on to admit that it's real Al-Qaeda, and they say that they are going to attack America with missiles that they've been given by America after they bring down Assad. And that's part of the plan. They'll be let in, they'll blow up aircraft, and the TSA will show up on highways everywhere and grope your wife and beat the living daylights out of you and drag you to a FEMA camp. That's the next phase. I told you 10 years ago they'd be on the highways everywhere. Told you they'd be in the malls because they said they would. So I'm not just saying this is going to happen. I really believe it. If I say something and it's not satire, which I'll tell you when it's satire occasionally, I mean, I really am saying this is going to happen. Okay? But let's get into Bob Costas here. Bob Costas won't back down from anti-gun remarks. That's out of Market Watch and the Wall Street Journal. He says that he will not back off. And boy, we have a clip of him on NBC that is about 7-8 minutes long. We're going to play some excerpts. It is unbelievable. See, he's got the backing of the NFL and NBC. And he says, you know, we shouldn't be anti-gun during the NFL. We understand. Because like 80% of NFL players, we estimate, are probably gun owners. He goes on, Costas doesn't back down from gun comments. That's right. Blame the Second Amendment. Not the thug culture in the NFL, not the spoiled brat steroid culture. I mean, I look at that guy, he looks like he has the chin of somebody who's taken gallons of growth hormone. Oh, but I bet we'll never hear the autopsy. I guaranteed he was seeing a psychologist. They said he was on painkillers and other prescription drugs. Guaranteed on serotonin, reuptake inhibitor, Prozac class. They always are. It always comes out later, a year later. So he fires back at his critics. We're going to be playing a disgusting clip of that in a moment. And then an amazing video I saw from a YouTube channel, Mr. Colin Knorr. And it's Bob Costas' gun control speech response, 1 minute, 32 seconds. Very eloquent. That's coming up in the next segment. But right now, first off, he says it's disproportionate that 65 out of 80 Colts players he talked to own guns. Number one, that's about the national average. It's a little over 60% in the country own guns, punk. I say 150 million gun owners. That was a number 5-6 years ago. It's more like 170 million people own guns, okay? Or 100, most households have firearms. It's closer to 70%. And they have Justice Department numbers that say it's over 55, but our intel is a lot of folks just are quiet about it. Now, rich people or wealthy, high-profile folks, they've pretty much all got guns or they've got bodyguards. If you don't have guns and you are known to have tens of millions of dollars, you better have guns or you're going to be robbed. Okay? You add to that, there is some thug culture, tough guy stuff going on. Costas says 25-year-olds don't need guns. Wow. Wow, you can join the military at 18, go kill people. I have a lot of family, I know you do, that joined, you know, in World War II when they were 15, 16. It's all about getting people to grow up early and being around guns. I mean, how many military we have that have guns at 18, much less 25? How many police are 25 years old? A lot. You're going to have trouble? You're going to have trouble, period. So don't you take my rights because there's people that have bad behavior out there. That's how the Soviet Union worked. If somebody on your street did something bad, they'd randomly shoot. 3 or 4 people. The Nazis did that, too, in occupied areas. You shot an SS officer, they'd kill 100 people. Shot a regular German soldier, they'd kill 10. Somebody on a street killed somebody, they would burn the whole street down or bring in bulldozers. And that's how this works. This is pure authoritarianism. There's criminals with guns. We're going to take yours. How's that sound? Let's just go to break, so we have a long segment to play this to come back and analyze this Costas clip. He said, even if all those guns were obtained legally, you can't have 65 guys in their 20s and 30s, aggressive young men, subject to impulses without something bad happening. Really? I've been super aggressive my whole life and had guns everywhere. Never thought if I was arguing with my girlfriend or my wife, and I had girlfriends before my wife. My experience is it's usually women that start punching you or whatever. You know, if there's an argument or you say you're leaving them. I mean, we've all been through this. And slap, and they hit you or they throw something at you. I mean, I never thought about it. I just like, I'm out of here. Or if they're jumping on you, slam them down on the bed, you know, and say, stop it. But the point is that I would never think of that. What has people have breaks is steroids and pain pills and antidepressants. I mean, I look at those NFL guys when they're out there playing, and they look like space aliens. White, black, Hispanic, you name it, doesn't matter. They look totally screwed up. They're obviously on steroids and growth hormone and a bunch of other exotic stuff out of their minds. You know, that mother on Prozac drowned her little children? Do we get to ban bathtubs?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
War on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation of the globalists, trying to rally patriots worldwide. Coming up after I get into Bob Costas and his savage demonization of the Second Amendment and the fact that he now has doubled and tripled down, we're going to play that video and audio here in a moment, and then get into a powerful short response that I saw posted on YouTube. And before we get into all the other geopolitical news, I'm going to cover a lot of news this hour, then open phones the next 2 hours as well as news. I was just, I saw the news report, I read it, and then during the break I watched it out of Chicago, and when I opened the phones up, I want to hear from folks in Chicago specifically. This guy had a sweet little bull terrier puppy. The police came to the guy's house to give him a ticket. The dog walked out. They just walked out, didn't growl, wagging his tail. I've seen videos like this where a lab gets out of a car wagging its tail and the cop shoots it. I mean, obviously, if it's a big mean dog running up growling, I could see you shooting him. In fact, I would. But all the time, little dogs or a lab, there's that famous video where they're you know, giving the guy a ticket, the cop searching the car, the golden lab jumps out and is clearly wagging its tail, and, you know, the dog wants to go running around hunting or something. And, I mean, labs don't, or the Swedish dogs around, and the cop just kills it. And I see this all the time. But what's amazing is the Chicago police came back and got in the guy's face and said, you shouldn't have called the media. And this is like a well-spoken, you know, fella, too, on top of it. I mean, it's bad enough when the police are oppressing thugs because they think they can get away with it. This is what happened to our reporter. She's downtown taking photos last week. Doesn't even know it's a federal building right there because it's not marked. Down by the Capitol. She's taking photos of the Capitol. And all of a sudden, the guy comes out with a badge and a suit and a tie, you know, dressed like Men in Black, and says, you look shady. You could be a terrorist. I could arrest you. I could arrest you for, you know, for terrorism. It's illegal to photograph a federal building. And she came back freaked out. And I said, it is not illegal, Molly Rogers. And I said, let me go show you. They just had a Supreme Court ruling a few days ago, and I showed her that. And she said, wow, I can't believe they'd say it's illegal that I could go to jail, and it's not. And I'm going, yeah, I know. That's scary, isn't it? It's a dangerous government. This is a mafia gangster government. And a lot of police departments aren't like that, and you know, because they've got, they come, you know, from areas that support and protect the Bill of Rights Constitution. They've had good leadership. You normally either have a good history in a department or a bad history. Well, Chicago is famous for a very corrupt police. I mean, that's not debated. Same thing with New York City. You know, we've had Serpico on many times. And just to come to somebody's house and do that is amazing. So we're going to play that newscast and analyze it. In fact, guys, I have the local news print out on that. But will you print me that particular newscast print up so I can plug the station and the rest of it? Thank you, because that's coming up here in a few minutes. I'm going to get into the Bob Costas situation here in a moment. You know, I print over 110,000 of InfoWars magazines. And what happened is the magazines we held back sold out in one day. More than 30,000 held back, sold out. And it usually takes the three different distributors we have in from Austin to San Antonio, usually takes them about 4 days to distribute 70,000. I mean, they're everywhere. And Color Glossy Magazine, it's an outreach we do. Free. That's why we sell them at cost to you, so you can give them to people. But we got to pay the shipping and, you know, for the printing and all that, and the graphics and the rest of it, and the reports. Money goes into it. Well, I ended up, it's kind of good this happened because I've snafu'd. I kept saying, well, pull this route, pull that distributor. And they're like, well, this distributor last Friday's already distributed half. And I go, okay, well, whatever they got left, pull it. Well, they hadn't distributed half. It was one of the small distributors. So we got an additional 10,000. So this will be like only putting 50,000 on the street and having close to 50,000 actually sold. That's good. Now, you can get these in bulk up from 10 up to 100 at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. And then we held back 3 or 4,000 so that any added subscriptions for the month, you'll also get it with a 12-month subscription. It's also available. Great way to wake people up. But this is the This Man Wants Your Guns issue with Barack Obama on the cover and gets into the next 4 years and the globalist agenda from shutting down our power plants to bankrupting the economy to how they say they're going to come after our guns outside of law through executive orders and regulations. And it is so important to get out to everyone you know. The magazine available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the way they're going, first day we were selling like 15,000 a day, then it went down to about 10,000 a day, and then now it's like 5,000 a day. We've got less than 10,000 right now. They will go very, very quickly. Because I walked back there and said, so we sold out. And he goes, well, one of the courier places delivered a whole bunch yesterday. I guess they hadn't delivered them when we said bring back whatever's left. So we got back more than we wanted. But this will be it. They will go. And if you want the one-year subscription, get that as well, or buy them in bulk at cost. Okay. Our first issue sold out. Our fourth issue is selling out. The other two didn't. There's a few back issues of those. When you get a subscription while supplies last, you also get some of the back issues when the first one comes. And lastly, on that issue, it will end December 10th. We are the biggest seller of ProPure stainless steel, gravity-fed, highest quality, top of the line, destroys the competition in side-by-side comparisons. We have all those comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com. Stainless steel spigot, not BPA, you know, no plastic. That's why it's so great. There's some good plastics out there, but the point is stainless steel, burnished, and lower price than the plastic ones that are out there is what's amazing about it. It's what I use, and they're 15% off with the promo code WATER15. And you can't forget it because it's right there on InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com. We'll take you to the same place or call 888-253-3139. We have the supplies to go out past December 10th with that price, but we want to make sure that even if you want it delivered to you snail mail or not UPS or FedEx, you have those choices, that it'll get to you before Christmas. Great gift to give. I like the Pro Pure Traveler. It's not much smaller than the big ones, and it's a lot less. So all up there, the lowest price, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the Christmas shopping, again, can be over. You can give them gift subscriptions or give them stocking stuffers, buying the magazines in bulk. You can give them InfoWarsNews.com memberships to see the nightly news, the daily radio show, all my films, a bunch of other films. One membership is 10 memberships, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 5.3 months free off the price. You just pay for 6.7 months, you get 5.3 months free. That's what the special comes out to. They have that, but also you can just buy a month to month. And give it as e-cards to your friends, the username, passcode, and say, here is your InfoWarsNews.com underground, you know, Patriot information site, forbidden info, and they'll go and put in the username, passcode, and check it out. Again, if you just joined us and I sound more raspy than usual, I think I'm kind of working it out here. I went and screamed at the federal building, as I said, because they told a reporter they can't take photographs in America. And so I went and screamed at them for a while, and then security guards came out and said, hey, we're listeners of the show. You have a right to go file a complaint here at the gate. I said, you're going to get in trouble. And he goes, nope, it's my job. It's your right to go in there and file a complaint. So I went in there, and it was like entering a beehive. Anyways, but they're not all bad guys. I mean, it's federal marshals. Well, one federal marshal that sent me a bunch of unclassified stuff. It wasn't restricted, but not for the general public. You know, the MIAC, Homeland Security Report, stuff like that. That was state police with the MIAC report, where they say veterans are the number one terror group and gun owners are evil and all this other traitorous stuff. Okay, speaking of gun owners are evil. Here it is. Bob Costas won't back down from anti-gun remarks. Wall Street Journal. Here is the Daily Herald. Costas doesn't back down from gun agenda comments. Bob Costas fires back at his critics. It's just totally disgusting. And he doubled and tripled down, blaming the Second Amendment, and basically said men can't be trusted with guns. And really the implication is, because most NFL athletes are black, is that blacks can't be trusted with guns. And then you've got, I mean, that's really what he's saying. And then you've got the black sports writer for Fox Sports saying the KKK wants guns legal so blacks kill themselves. And I mean, and he's saying blacks can't own guns. I mean, these people are acting like black people are just can't be trusted with anything. And that's the attitude of the left. We're going to put you in compact cities. We're going to break up your families. We're going to pay the women for 50 years, not have men in the house. We're going to wonder why you go from 11% illegitimacy to over 90%. We're going to wonder why more than 10% of the black population is in prison. And what is it, close to 90% have felony records. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then you send them, and it's happened to white kids, Hispanic as well, to the colleges of crime. Where it's like hunting. It's like Comanche Indians raiding other Indians. That's the manly thing, is to go out and rob liquor stores. And the rap music put out by MTV. I mean, I've talked to high level folks at MTV. I'm just going to leave it at that. Boy, this is big. In 1996 or so, when they're telling people, we're now going to put out gangster death rap, cop killer rap. We're going to kill rock and roll and all the rest of the music because this is the message that the establishment wants. They force fed that. To destroy the entire culture. A lot of people say, oh, good, I'm racist. Destroy the black people. Sell the drugs in their neighborhood. It's like the Godfather line, which is very accurate. About, I don't want it sold to kids. Keep it with the colored people. They're animals anyways. Let them lose their souls. That is the racist attitude that's gone on. But, folks, that's a no pun intended, black hole to suck everyone into it. Okay, that is what it is. It's so dehumanized. The globalists, people say, oh, kill them Arabs, just nuke their whole area. Good, I'm glad we got Al-Qaeda over there killing them, as I've heard that. So what? Just let them kill each other. Yeah, we're using Al-Qaeda, big deal, Alex. Well, they're using Al-Qaeda to take my rights, too. The globalists hate the American people because we have a history of liberty and fighting back more than anybody. They hate us a lot more than the Arabs. So you're like, hey, let the blacks die, kill each other. Hey, let the Arabs kill each other. Roscoe Pico train, boss hog. There's all these people that think they're part of the power structure who aren't. Look, you can't do bad stuff to other people and not have it come back on you. Okay? I mean, it is just unbelievable. And here's what's happening. There is a collective consciousness. There's a collective, it's been scientifically proven with computer breakdowns. Sixth sense has been proven. They don't know really how it works, but it's the same way I believe fish and birds, and we're even more advanced, know when a tornado's coming, know when the cold front's coming to fly south. It's why it's been proven, because that's why we used to go down to Ambergris Key in Belize, because we had friends that were microbiologists with government grants who lived on Ambergris Key, so my parents would go a lot more than I did. And they were studying lobsters and groupers and things, but it's now been proven off that 30-year research that lobsters, a half a day before a big storm hits in the coral that beats them to death, that's how ancient natives knew that when a hurricane was coming, before the wind was even blowing, when it was blue skies, a half day, a day, sometimes 2 days before, the natives say when the lobsters come out of their holes and walk out into the underwater sand dunes, a hurricane's coming. And it turns out all ancient cultures that lived in Pacific areas or tropical areas, in their own translations, say when the lobsters walk or when the crabs leave their holes and go out into the deeper water. I mean, how do they know? The brain, folks, is an incredible computer. And it's been proven humans, that guys type in, studies prove birds and fish, but it's also humans. Birds and fish have magnetic sensor cells. And they've proven humans have a sixth sense. You know when somebody's looking at you? I can't tell you how many times I've been on our family ranch that doesn't have a lot of poachers on it. It's big. You know, we've had it since the 1830s. And I'm walking through total woods, you know, a mile from any people. And I'm walking in the woods and I feel somebody looking at me and I feel it. And I walk through a glade, through an opening, and somebody's like, oh, am I not supposed to be over here? And a guy's up in a tree stand. Well, I mean, you know, the guy had a rifle out and was sitting there like an idiot. Only look at that guy with the scope. I felt those crosshairs on the back of my head. One time I was down in Waco protesting the Ku Klux Klan. We got that video somewhere around here. A little bit of it's on the internet. Mike Hansen's got the whole thing. I know he does. Mike, you put that up on YouTube, please? I know, folks, listen. He has the Mike Hansen channel on YouTube. And there's like a parking garage 500 yards away. And I just kept feeling something. I'm protesting the Klan, and they're saying, my Second Amendment means I have the right to kill this guy. And it later came out the guy was a Fed. I mean, I knew that. That's the way to demonize the Second Amendment is have the Klan go around and promote it when they're actually the ones that were against it. And I'm sitting there, and I just feel it, and I look up. And I couldn't even see it 500 yards in the parking garage, the cops with sniper rifles. I just walked towards it, and there were the cops. As I walked up, and Mike's with me, he's got with the gun on me. And I went over to the police, and I said something, and they said, get out of here, Jones. And it turned out they knew the Klan were feds. And they had called the Klan out to support the Branch Davidians, who didn't want them. About half the Davidians were Hispanic or black, just to demonize the Davidians, and the cops were all in on it, the Sheriff's Department, the McClellan County Sheriff's Department. I mean, that is the dirtiness of this country. That is how dirty, dirty, dirty. And I was looking, and the cops had their guns on us, the protesters, and not on the Klan. And I was wearing a T-shirt and blue jeans. By the way, like I had some backpack and was suspicious. They knew who I was in McClellan County. That's the county, isn't it? We had just built a memorial church for all those that died there. That's America, ladies and gentlemen. That's America. That's the kind of stuff that goes on. And I was getting off into this. The point is there's a sixth sense. And collectively, they've pumped the image to the media and the culture that we're animals, we're ugly, we're bad, we need to die, there needs to be a bioweapon release, the world's be better off without humans. They've sold that idea so that we collectively download that and decide we're failures so that we'll go out and be failures. And this isn't metaphysical, like it's some magic thing, like The Secret. You say it'll happen, it will. You say it'll happen, you start believing it'll happen, you will take actions that will make it happen. Not it just appears like a genie gave it to you. If it's possible, if it's, we're made in the image of the creator of the universe, folks. We are creators. We're little creators. But look what we built. And the devil and his fallen angels, they are not creators. They have to manipulate us to build things they want, and they want to play God. And even if you don't believe in all that, the elite believe in it, so they're manifesting that. You notice Revelations is starting to unfold with the chips and the Big Brother and all the rest of it. And believe me, folks, you're not going to get raptured out of this. That's a distortion. And so you better make sure you get your soul right and you're on the right side of this, because that's all that matters. No matter what happens to your body, folks, you're going to die anyways. You've got to step across the fear line into the empowerment area and realize that we all collectively are wishing for our own destruction right now. At some level, we all hate ourselves because we're not righteous. We have become degenerate. I'll get into Bob Costas speaking of degenerate. It is degenerate to blame law-abiding citizens for what a bunch of gang-banging drug addicts did. And we're going to talk about this demon and play these clips coming up. Stay with us.
If you've ever wanted to be able to produce boiling hot water anytime, anywhere, with absolutely no power whatsoever, then this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new Self-Reliance product available that makes producing piping hot water in any emergency fast and easy. Introducing the Hot Water Rocket from Solutions from Science. The Hot Water Rocket is lightweight, extremely durable, and generates boiling hot water using only the sun. Simply add water and place outside. Whether you're in the aftermath of a hurricane and have lost your power, hunting in a remote area, or hiking on one of your favorite trails, the Hot Water Rocket will be one of the most important pieces of survival equipment you'll ever own. Order now, and you'll also receive our two hard-hitting reports, Peak Water, Why Clean Water Can Soon Be As Valuable As Oil, and 77 Items That Disappear From Store Shelves in a Crisis, a $50 value free with your order. The Hot Water Rocket makes an ideal Christmas present and is now cyber-priced at one-half off while supplies last. For piping hot water whenever you need it, go to hotwaterrocket.com. That's hotwaterrocket.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now. 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Ira hates, Ira hates. Call him drunken Ira hates. He will answer anymore. Not the whiskey. drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Gather around me, people. There's a story.
We are going to just have a jam-packed show today. We are going to release the White House footage of the bin Laden raid. And yes, it's satire. The Easter Bunny is involved. Total theater, zero dark Easter Bunny. We're going to be premiering that audio video here that breaks down the fact that it's an admitted fraud with Jakari Jackson and Melissa Melton. And we've got a bunch of other reports we're going to be premiering, and I will give the phone number out starting in the next hour to get your take on all this. But Bob Costas says he's not apologizing. He's sorry he used the NFL to do it, but now he's going to go grandstand and say, you know what, you don't have a right to own guns, okay? And, of course, that little scumbag you know has bodyguards and also has guns. And he's saying NFL players in their 20s and 30s are stupid and cannot be trusted. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
Tony Dungy, respected people in all the sports on our program on Sunday night, said that one year when he coached the Colts, he had 80 players before they cut the roster down, 80 players in training camp. He said, how many of you guys own a gun? And roughly 65 hands went up. Even if all those guns were obtained legally, you can't have 65 guys in their 20s and 30s, aggressive young men subject to impulses, without something bad happening. And I posed this question. I didn't have time to pose it on Sunday night, but I'll pose it here. Give me one example of an athlete. I know it's happened in society, but give me one example of a professional athlete who, by virtue of his having a gun, took a dangerous situation and turned it around for the better. I can't think of a single one.
That's pure bull.
Sadly,
stop right
I can
there.
Think of dozens.
We need to go look that up, because I've seen cases where people tried to rob professional athletes and they protected themselves, not just in football, but in golf, basketball. I remember cases of that. So their idea is, of course, the real FBI statistics are for every crime where a gun is used, it's more than 14 times, some statistics are over 20, that it's used to frustrate crime. Everybody knows lower crime rates, more guns. It's so simple. You have less home invasions in areas. The less gun laws, the less home invasions. Kennesaw, Georgia made it the law decades ago you had to own guns. A suburb of Atlanta, they had a crime wave, and their crime dropped by 87% in one year. That's Justice Department numbers. You can pull those up. There's been documentaries made about it. But this idea, and they go on from there. It goes on and on. It's like a 7-8 minute clip. We'll play some more of it coming up in the next hour. But I want to go to break with this clip. Bob Costas, gun control speech response. This is from just a wise man on YouTube. Here it is.
As far as I'm concerned, there is no current gun culture. America's gun culture began at its inception. America's gun culture will ensure more and more that the woman alone at home with her kid can protect herself when three armed men arrive at her back door. And attempted mass shootings will no longer end in countless lives lost. Where the husband and father can come home to his family after an attempted armed robbery. Handguns give people a fighting chance in a world where evil is no respecter of man, obeys no rules, and whose appearance cannot be determined with any precision, only that its appearance will definitely be made at some point. In the coming days, evil will be overlooked as too easy an explanation for why Jevon Belcher did what he did. But here's what I believe. You take away guns from American history, and there is no America. There is no platform for Bob Costas to share his opinion on national television. Take away guns, and you take away people's ability to protect themselves. You take away people's ability to protect themselves in a world where evil does everything it can to deprive us of life. You take away our right to life. In the history of man and gun, the gun has remained constant, always at the mercy of man's influence to launch his projectile at an intended target. And as far as history is concerned, man has always determined the target, whether lawfully
or not. All right, we're going to break. We'll play the rest of this coming up. Second hour, stay with us.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. Water 15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.